Is your Google Workspace DKIM setup broken? Deploying and configuring DKIM domain keys identified mail on Google Workspace entails a two-step process, often overlooked by administrators who frequently neglect the second step. Initially, the process involves generating a pair of secure public and private keys and setting up a DKIM record in DNS under Google. Domainkeys.example.com, replacing example.com with the Google Workspace domain. Despite common misconceptions that the setup is complete after this step, it only covers the first part. The crucial second step entails creating a DKIM record, adding it to DNS, and enabling DKIM within Google Workspace. Skipping the second step may not immediately affect email delivery, as DKIM and DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, often function properly. However, DKIM fails to authenticate emails using the custom domain, leaving potential vulnerabilities. Despite this, DMARC typically operates smoothly due to factors such as SPF sender policy framework, alignment, and Gmail's default sender address usage. Correcting this issue is essential due to certain Google applications not aligning SPF records correctly, potentially leading to DMARC failures under strict policies. For instance, Google Calendar invites might fail DMARC checks if DKIM is not configured and enabled. Beginning DKIM authentication on an existing domain shouldn't have adverse effects if done correctly. Still, adjusting the DMARC policy to quarantine from rejects can mitigate potential issues, ensuring important emails are not rejected due to false positives. In summary, deploying DKIM on Google Workspace involves a comprehensive two-step process. While skipping the second step may not immediately impact email delivery, it poses risks such as failure to authenticate emails using the custom domain and potential DMARC failures under strict policies. Rectifying this issue is crucial to ensure the smooth operation of email authentication mechanisms and avoid potential disruptions in communication.